feast which the church celebrates today, and of course it is a totally Roman feast, was so great and is so great that we had a vigil for it yesterday evening as we spoke. And today, of course, it is a very high class, a feast of the second class. So just a little bit before Sundays and other feasts. For today we celebrate the great Roman martyr, St. Laurence. Now, as I mentioned before, St. Laurence was born in Spain, not too far from Valencia. Later on we shall see that he uses the help of his cousin, St. Vincent of Zaragoza, to help to save the treasures of the church. And in the meantime, he had come to Rome to study. He became a deacon, and not only a deacon, but was raised up by the Holy Father to be the archdeacon of the Roman Church. If that were in existence today, he would most definitely be a cardinal. But this was only around the year 250. In the meantime, the persecution of the Emperor Decius arose, and he apprehended Pope St. Sixtus and his companions at Mass in the catacombs. Someone betrayed them. There's always someone. And as they were being taken away, St. Laurence, who would have been there, for some reason had to do something maybe that the Holy Father had asked him to do. And so as they were leading the Pope and all the other deacons and priests to the dungeons and eventually to be martyred, St. Laurence arrived. And of course he would have wanted to be part of that group that died right away. But the Holy Father told him, take care of the treasure. And of course, there's been a lot of things written about it. And some of them say, well, he took the money and the treasury and gave it to the poor. And that is partially true, but not the whole truth. But he took all the relics. That was the real treasure, including the Holy Grail, the chalice of our Lord that he used at the first Mass at the Last Supper. And he gave them to his cousin, who was unknown to the Roman authorities, the deacon, St. Vincent. And he immediately took off and got on a ship in the city of Ostia, not far from Rome, and went back to Spain. And then because the persecution was becoming more ferocious, he had to place these things that St. Laurence had commended to him and St. Sixtus in different places. And there, among the others, the Holy Grail is the most important. And there is a whole history, some of it in stone, of the fact that the Holy Grail was here and here and here, and it was finally hidden somewhere in the mountains where there was a monastery that eventually was abandoned. But all over the walls, one can see the evidence of the Holy Grail, which is now in the Cathedral of Valencia. In the meantime, St. Vincent himself was martyred along with his bishop. And this we celebrate also during the liturgical year. St. Laurence was condemned because he did not give the treasury to the emperor. He was condemned to the most atrocious death of being burned to death on a grill. And so even the liturgy and many other witnesses testify to the fact that at a certain point, and it was the antiphon for Vespers, this evening even, he told the emperor, this side is done, you can eat now and turn me over. And of course, being a Spaniard, ultimately, I do not doubt his sense of humor. And of course, they didn't laugh, but we have been laughing ever since the year 258. What was left of him was buried by the Christians, and later on was placed in the Basilica, which is today the Basilica of St. Lawrence, outside the walls. And the grail can be seen in the frontispiece of the altar, the grail on which the flesh, the body of St. Lawrence, the great martyr, was burned. Many, many miracles have happened because of the intercession of St. Lawrence. And among the early Christians, it was said, and the news partially reminded us of this the other day, that the heavens proclaimed his death and glorified his death by the Perseid meteors that every year at this time, and if you wake up tomorrow morning early before the sun, and Saturday before the sun, and throughout the whole month, there are meteors that are flying through the skies. Those are the meteors of St. Lawrence that God has given and has manifested in honor of his holy martyr. This martyr that did not spare anything for him. And so today we honor St. Lawrence, Archdeacon of Rome and martyr of the Holy Roman Church. He was so important that his feast immediately was celebrated, and it was given a vigil, which again is only given to very, very, very important feasts. So we ask him for his intercession, that we may have, as the readings of today say, his unselfishness, his generosity, and his courage to die for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.